Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Hello and good evening and welcome to Corners Corner. Hello, Wayne. How are you? Hello, Wayne. Wayne, are you there? Well, I guess Wayne isn't there. I don't know. He's being quiet. Anyway, I want to welcome everyone to the show. Glad y'all could join us this evening. And don't forget, tomorrow night we're having a really big show on MS and hoping we can help the MS community. That's going to be a good show. Steven was just messaging me, asking me about making sure we're doing it tomorrow night. So that we are. Wait, are you here or no? I guess there's communication problems again. Anyway, I'm going to start the show off. Tonight we're talking about getting doctors to help us with our chronic pain disorders. This is not a very easy task at all. We have to start with being upfront and honest with them.
Are you there now?
Hey, Wayne. Now I'm
here.
There we go. I had to block you or mute you and put you back in. Sorry about that.
Okay. Yeah. And, I was here. I've been waiting for 5 minutes. I was here.
Yeah, I know. I seen you waiting. I was like, well, he didn't drop yet. So he's still on. So I muted it and unmuted it again. I think I unmuted it too early is what happened. Because I have to unmute it by myself manually when it kicks in on my screen. I have to unmute whoever's online. Oh. So I must have done it a second too quick. But anyway, I was just getting started. This evening we're talking about getting doctors to help us with chronic pain. I know I've done a few of these shows, but people just don't seem like they're not getting it. I don't know why they're not understanding or what. So I wanted to do one more, and I thought tonight would be a good night to do it. I've got your show I'm going to work on for next week one day that you wanted to do about spinal bifida, so we'll get that going. Mm-hmm. I haven't forgot about it. I just wanted to research a little bit more, so
yeah,
take a little bit more time. But this is a serious issue in this community. People are just not getting it. I'm seeing every day people talking about, well, I'm just tired of hurting and hurt. You know, listen, we've said this 1,000 times. Me, you, and Lisa even talked about it briefly last night. We have to make decisions in our lives, okay? Yeah, the doctor has pretty much the final say to an extent. We still have a right to say something to them. And I feel like the people are just not speaking up to the doctors and communicating real well with them. I get that doctors are, I want to say dumb, but they're not because they're educated, but I don't think they have a whole lot of common sense. I don't know. I guess that's the way to put it. They're very unfamiliar with a lot of these causes, a lot of these diseases and disorders. So we have to educate them. We have to know how to talk to them. We can't go in there with a cocky ass attitude because that'll get us kicked out or nothing. Yep. So we have to approach them in a respectful manner. I mean, it's just that simple.
You got to go into them armed. I mean, you have to know what your symptoms are. You got to give that doctor something to work with, mm-hmm. And if you're doing that and you're tracking them, and you're giving them to the doctor so that he can look at it and actually making an informed, diagnosis on you, then you're going to get frustrated with the doctor, but a lot of this is not the doctor's fault. It's our fault. Because, a lot of people don't like doctors, they just don't like them, they're going to poke me, they're going to prod me, they're going to cut me open, I don't like them, and that's basically the attitude most people have with them. Mm-hmm. And so we have to go into this now with now I'm seeking help. And sure. So I'm going to give this guy everything I can possibly think of so that he can help me. We have to trust, yeah. You know, his or her knowledge of the field and give them something that they can go research and mm-hmm. figure out exactly what is wrong with you. A lot of them will not make that decision right there. They might run some more tests just to right. see what's going on and mm-hmm. work with them, you know. But don't let them just run over you.
Oh, no,
you can't. I don't believe in that either.
No, by no means. No, we just have to learn how to, you know, we see this a lot. We have to learn how to have a voice. God give us a mouth yep. and a voice. We need to use it. And I'm a very big believer in that. And, yeah. you know, like I've said many times, I've been very fortunate with my doctors, but I feel like the main reason why is because I've given them good information. I haven't lied to them. I give them everything they ask for. I make sure they have it. And then some, you know, I'll take yeah. my, like when I went to my primary care doctor, I went back to a doctor I was with a few years back, was able to go back to him. And I took the proof of my nerve stimulator. I took the proof of my pain medication. I took the proof of me having CRPS. You know, I took that yeah. to him. He doesn't know what it is. But it doesn't really yep. matter. He's a primary care doctor, and he's got the notated, and he knows what I have. So now it's up to him. You know, I've done my yep. part, and a good doctor will work with you. I mean, it's just that simple.
Yeah.
People have to come together and stop being so damn stupid or stubborn, however you want to put it.
Yeah. Well,
they got to start.
We can even track our own symptoms. Mm-hmm. You know, we can go on the internet. Yeah, you know, WebMD. You know, we can type in what our symptoms are, and we can get a pretty good rundown of the possibilities of what we have. And then mm-hmm. I can print these off on my little cheap printer, and I can take yep. them to my doctor. And she can look at him and go, no, this is not you. You know, the next one, no, that's not you. Mm-hmm. Okay, hey, this one's really hitting close to home. We can check on right. this. But you're doing some work because we have that right at our fingertips now. And we mm-hmm. need to realize that. We have a tool that we use every day to post up our what we had for dinner. Or how mm-hmm. cute our cat looks, batting a new toy around, you know. But this is also a very, very powerful weapon that we can use to help ourselves. And sure. we have to quit being so damn lazy.
Yeah. 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 I mean, is it fair for us to have to do this? No, it's not fair. Okay.
No.
First one to admit that it's not. But who else is going to look out for ourselves? We are. We're the only one that's going to do it. And I'm speaking, you know, on everyone's behalf. And, you know, people yeah. don't want to try new things. I keep hearing them, this is not working, that's not working. Look, folks, I have said this 100 times. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychiatrist. And I ain't nothing like that. I'm just a human being with a chronic pain disorder. But I yeah. have learned from other people that have taught me things. I have researched things on my own. I have talked to my doctors. And I'm on one of the best medications that I can honestly say. It's really, really worked well. And yeah. I'm not the only person that it works for. It works for a lot of other people. People have to make that change. They have to go to their doctor and say, look, I've heard this guy on does radio shows or whatever the case may be talk about this particular medication. I want to know more about it. Ask yeah. your pain management doctor. And if it's a good doctor and one that doesn't just shove pills in your face, he's going to listen and he's going to tell you about that medication.
Yeah.
You know, we have to teach each other and our physicians and nurses and everything else all about our disorders, every one of us.
Yeah.
You know, we have to teach them. That is just the way life is now.
Yeah.
I don't agree.
Even if we just go back 50 years, you know, in just in our medical history, things have changed so much. I mean, doctors didn't really, they knew all the basic problems that, that people had. But now, as far as what types of diseases and, you know, different ailments and illnesses, you know, that number has exploded. So even to, you know, to think that a doctor can possibly retain every bit of that information in their heads, that's laughable. I don't know if anybody can do it. You know, this is why we have massive libraries. It's why the internet is just filled with medical journals and research papers. We need a place to store it, and these doctors can go to and access that, but we have to give them the basics of what they're looking for. You know, and any diagnostician will tell you, you got to tell me what's wrong before I, you know, before I can tell you what, you know, what the cause is. Right. You know, I got to know the symptoms. And if you're not telling me, you're just going, I'm just generally achy and hurting. Well, that's not really an answer.
Right.
And if you do that, you cannot expect him to snap his fingers and, you know, shake his magic beads at you, and all of a sudden, poof, he has an answer. He needs more than that. You got to give him everything you could possibly have to work with.
Yep. Yeah, it's we have to you know, do a lot of this research on our own, for, you know, unfortunately. Yep. But like you said, the internet's a good tool. We just have to be careful what, you know, we go by, because not all of that. And I like WebMD. WebMD has a lot of good stuff, but it has a lot of misleading stuff too. So we have to be careful and know enough. And it's not just WebMD. It's all kinds of sites. I'm just using that one for an example. You know, it, we have to do a lot of this stuff on our own and present it to the doctors and tell the doctors, look, I've researched this. I like the results of it. I like what I found. I like how it's helping people. You know, the side effects are not that bad. That's what we have to do. That's what we have to do. And, I'm just getting tired of hearing people bitch and complain and they're not doing anything. I mean, we've got organizations out there like this. Was it Lisa said Central Pain Foundation? I think it is who she's with. You got them. You got, you know, RSDA. You've got U.S. Pain Foundation. You know, those people are there and they do help people. They do help. And don't be scared to reach out and ask one of them. And if you can't get answers from them, contact me. I'll contact them. I know people at each one of those places. So I'll use my contacts and try to get information. So, I mean, there's people around that will help people. They just have to get off their ass. Excuse my language today, because I'm just fired up today, man. They just they just need to do it. They need to get up and have a voice. You know, I was in a group earlier, and I seen ladies say, well, we need a voice. And I'm like, I've been saying this for months. You know?
Yeah,
we need a voice.
Yeah. For those who say we need a voice, you have a voice. You know, the people that are, that are telling you that they need a voice, well, use it. You have one.
Yeah.
You know, you could start. I mean, these people can start actually yelling and complaining and, you know, they can call their congressman. They can call all kinds of people. You want a voice? Hey, open that thing up. You know, I don't have a problem with it. You don't have a problem with it.
Yeah. You know? I'm not
perfect.
I hear you. I was added to a new group, Ketamine Club for CRPS RSD patients. Just recently added to there. And my friend Gracie Jean, she's an administrator there, and a couple other people that I know. And, you know, I wrote in there today. I said, you know, I want to get somebody on my show to tell us more about the ketamine treatment, because I want to be able to help people. Give us information out. If it's working, and I think it's kind of dangerous, but I don't know the whole details of everything, you know? Mm-hmm. I just know bits and pieces of what I wrote or read.
Yeah.
And I have one person ask what kind of show. I said a radio show, and that's it. Yeah. And there's 397 people in that group. One person responded. And I'm like, wow. One person responded.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't expect all 397 people, but, you know, I am doing my part. I'm reaching out to these groups that I'm in, that I post my shows in, and like the MS community. I don't post all my shows in the MS community, in their groups. Now, tomorrow night I'll post a show because it's going to be about MS. But all the other groups I'm in is to do with, you know, all chronic pain disorders. And, yes, we are going to start branching out, I believe, next week and doing some different chronic pains. Been concentrating on CRPS and Lyme and fibro and lupus. I'm going to move on to some other things now for a little while. And so we're going to be doing that. I'll keep you updated daily on that. Yeah. But, yeah, you know, because I want to try to help everybody. I've really been trying to get the immediate chronic pain community, you know, the ones to me that are the worst. MS is one of them, and it just took me some time to find somebody to do a show on MS, and I've got a great guy that's going to do it tomorrow, Steven. So really looking forward to helping the MS community out. They're crying out for help, and they're trying to do things. You know, they got some higher ups involved, so, you know, hopefully we'll have good luck with that community, and hopefully these other communities will start stepping up, because we can only do so much as individuals, Wayne. I mean, you know, I know me and you are not the only two helping people. There's a lot of people helping, but you know, we keep doing the same thing and looking at the same thing, because I'm trying to get their attention, trying to make them understand, hey, this is what has to happen. This is what, this is in order to get anything done. These are the things that's got to happen. And so people start opening their mouth, it's just going to stay right where it is.
Well, I mean, that includes people actually calling in. You know, we have listeners, you know.
Yeah.
Tell us, you know, we're talking about MS tomorrow. So, you know, if you call in and go, yeah, but I have CRPS and I just really don't know what to do or where to go, that's using your voice, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't care who we have on. I don't think that it's gonna, you know, upset anybody if we help somebody at that moment, you know. But using your voice.
Yeah, I look at it this way. If it upsets someone, and then too bad, because it's my show, and I want to help people, and I'm going to help people. Anytime they call in, I will take the call. As long as they're respectful, they'll be treated with respect, and we'll do anything we can to help them. But, you know, the numbers posted on the show, when it's posted, the number's there. Mm-hmm. People just, you know, they're back in that corner, you know, they don't want to hear, they don't want their voices being heard, and they don't want to cause a ruckus, but yet they'd rather sit back and complain all day long on Facebook about how bad they hurt. I'm sorry, if you hurt that bad, you're not going to be on Facebook all day long posting stuff. I just don't believe it, because when I'm hurting that bad, I'm not on the computer. You know, these last few days, I haven't been on a lot. I've been on here and there, and that's it, because I haven't been feeling the greatest. But, you know, it's a flare. Those happen, and it's getting a little bit better day by day. So, I mean, people just have to come out of their shell and start talking and quit acting like a bunch of kids. And it just really aggravates me. This community was a bunch of people like acting like kids. I know that. And they just need to stop.
It's a nation as a whole, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just, well, yeah, but it doesn't involve me. you know, I don't want to really get, you know, mixed up with this. And, you know, if my, I even had one woman tell me, yes, but if my doctor heard me complaining like this, he might not take me anymore. And I was, wow, really? You know? And you have no phone numbers for another doctor? Or if your doctor is, you know, if they're that worried about, you know, what you might say, that doctor's got a personal problem and really needs to see a priest. You know, we got to quit worrying about that. Well, my pain management doctor might get upset with me. Well, I have five fingers and I know just which one to give him, you know?
Exactly.
And I could say, I could save the other four for later. we don't, you know, we don't need to take that. We really don't.
No.
Again, I mean, we're not advocating that we go in there and, you know, and start roughing up our pain, you know, medicine doctor, you know. But on the same hand, we can't be going, oh, well, if you think I should take an aspirin and nothing else, okay. you have to, you know, no, this is not going to work, you know. Mm-hmm. And we have to start standing up for ourselves. We got to start using our voice. As long as we do not complain, nobody is going to do a thing. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I could not begin to tell you how many times that my grandparents said, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, you know, and that's true. You know, if you ain't squeaking, you ain't getting listened to. And that's just the bottom line of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have to raise the ruckus. That's for sure. It's just a respectful way of doing it. Like I said many times before, you got to watch what you say and how you say it. People say that they're being honest. They're true about it. But you know, if I went in, last month when I went in to see my pain management doctor, he asked me how things are going, and I said, "Great." I said, "They're doing really well." I said, "I'm amazed at how this medication is helping me." And, you know, I told him I was able to walk without a cane around the house and stuff. And he goes, man, that's awesome. That's what we want. He never once cut my medication and said nothing about it, man. He said, that's what we want. He goes, I'm glad it's helping you. That's what it's about. It's okay to get better. I mean, it's okay. There's nothing against getting better or feeling better. Nothing at all.
Well, that's our goal, is to get better, you know. If I could drop half of what I'm taking, I'd be happy. I'd be thrilled. Give me something that I can, you know, start weaning myself off this crap so I don't have to take it anymore. You know, I don't like having to take 8 pills a day. I hate it.
That's what I've done. I've come down off of mine some, and feeling better in the meantime. So I mean, you know, that's what it's about. And until people understand that, they're not going to go anywhere. They're going to sit around and be in misery all the time. And you can't say this enough. The more people harp about their own pain and other people's pain, the more theirs is going to hurt. Yeah. I've said it 1,000 times. It's a proven fact, man. It's a proven fact. And, you know, I really feel like people, you know, everybody's quick to blame the doctors and the CDC for everything. And I said this many times, I don't believe it's all the CDC and the doctors. We have our part in it too. You know, we have our part in it too. And, you know, if you, are scared to more or less tell your doctor, okay, this is the way it's going to be or else I'm going somewhere else. You need not to be afraid of that. Do they look at us like we're doctor shopping? I'm going to be honest with you. My personal feelings on this is no, they don't. As long as we're taking our medication as prescribed, not doubling up on it. You know, sometimes you have to, and I understand that.
Yeah.
But don't, you know, not all the time. If we are doing that and doing things the right way and don't have a problem with taking a drug test and passing and so forth and so on, I don't believe they're going to qualify, you know, say you're doctor shopping. A lot of people's going to disagree with me on that, and that's fine. They're entitled to their opinion. But I'm just being honest, because I've changed pain management doctors and I've never had a problem. So, you know, and that's because I do things the right, you know, the right way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're having a day that, you know, you think you need to double up, call your pain management doctor. Tell him, I'm having a really bad day. I want to double up on this. What do you think? You know, no matter what happens, the doctor knows. I mean, you're telling the doctor, you know, and now this is, you know, the nurse is going to jot that down. Yes, you know, he called in and he was having a real bad time and, you know, he was asking about doubling up his medicine. So when this happens and you go, well, you're a pill short. Yes, doc, but I called you, remember? Remember, I called you and I told you about that. And, okay, now he knows. He's up. He's already up front. You didn't hide nothing from him. And now he's not going to be suspicious about everything that you do. You know, there's things that we can do. And a phone call just takes that little bit of time out of our day, but in the end what it can help is far, far more than if we just didn't call at all. I don't have a problem with calling my doctor up. She's great. She'll answer anything, you know. And so, you know, to me, and when I go in, she's going, okay, you were, you know, you called and you were having problems. How you doing now? You know. She's right on top of it. Why? Sure. Because I let them know what was going on.
Yeah, it's just like my pain management doctor. I'm trying to get him to come on my radio show. He said he'd think about it. You know, he said he'd think about it. So I'm trying to get him on. But you know, I'm going to probably start going every couple months. He's going to work out something with me. I don't know what, because I told him, I said, I just can't afford it every month. So, I mean, you know, he's willing to work with me on that. Yeah. I mean, they've got these doctors have leeway, okay? The government has left them some leeway.
I'd love to get a pain management doctor on. I'd love it.
Yeah,
I mean, because we're going off of one side, you know. We need to hear the other side of the coin. There's always the other side, you know. That's what we need to hear. I mean, I'd love to get pain management doctors on here and get different opposing opinions. That'd be wonderful.
And I think Brian's trying to get one of his doctors too. He's his doctor's having problems with his dad. I guess he's not doing real well, so it's kind of been hung up there for a little bit. But he's supposed to be getting him. He wants to do it, so he's supposed to be getting him here. Things get straight with his dad, I guess. So, I mean, I'm just kind of waiting on that one too. But, you know, I want him to come on so they can give people, you know, options and tell them, hey, this is, it's a doctor's standpoint. This is how we look at the patients and the things that we look for and the things that we want to hear from the patients. Because with all the laws out there, doctors can't say a whole lot to their patients. What they say has to come from the patient to the doctor. Then a doctor can respond with things. That's because of the HIPAA laws. I mean, that's just that simple.
Yeah.
So I'm really tired of everybody just putting it back on the doctors, and I'm going to stand up for the doctors for the most part, and not all of them. I know there's bad ones out there, but you know, these are professionals, man. They've been to a lot of schooling. They make a lot of money, and they might not care about the person individually, but they care about their livelihood. And they know they have to take care of the patient in order to have their livelihood. So, you know, you kind of got them by the balls, really, in a way. You know, because they want to do – I mean, they still do things wrong. You know, they do. And I understand
it's,
that.
It's hard to tell if they're in a catch-22 or not, you know. You know, until one of them says, you know, hey, we kind of got our you know, testicles in a vice, you know. And everybody's got a hold of the handle. Until we can hear that, you know, we don't know. You know, it would be great to hear that from a doctor.
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, I got to try to work a couple of these doctors in here if I can. Do the best I can. Trying to get a variety of people on. So, yeah, I, you know, we just, people just need to start speaking up, man. It's that simple. I could do a show on that every night, and I'm just spinning my wheels, and I'm getting tired of spinning my wheels.
Yeah.
So we're going to move on to some different disorders and try to see if how these people want to help. I think the MS community is going to come together nicely. I think they're gonna really do good, I believe, because they're
MS has been around since I think the early 1800s. You know, mm-hmm. So this has been around for quite a long time. And, sure,
I'm gonna break out the bee venom on them and see how they feel about that. They're gonna be like, "What? What are you talking about bee venom for?"
Yeah.
Hey, well, I'm stuck
on, for people, venom. You know, just with you know, chronic pain. You know, mm-hmm. If you walk into your pain management doctor and said, "What about bee venom? You know, what would that do for me?" Well, mm-hmm. You're not asking for a controlled substance. Asking about a bee sting, you know.
Yeah, and I'm gonna ask him. I go Monday, so I'm gonna ask him.
Yeah. Well, you're not gonna ask. You're not asking him for anything bad, you know.
Right.
And maybe if you do it, maybe he's gonna go, you know, this person only wants to get better. They don't care, you know, where it's dispensed from. And it might get the doctor looking at you a little bit differently too, to where you're not. Just maybe another possible, you know, person looking for drugs, you know.
Yeah.
Which is one of the things I hate about doctors, you know, and patients is, you know, are you misusing drugs?
Yeah.
Well, if you're hurt and you're not getting proper treatment, the chances are you're misusing drugs.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, if that's the only way that you have to survive. Yeah, you probably are. You know, if you got a doctor who's going, I don't want to give you that much. You know? And this is where people are, you know, looking for, let's call them other sources, you know, people that we would see behind the pool hall or, you know, your local bar, you know, that will sell, you know, whatever you want out of the trunk of their car. You know, where you're looking for other sources. Other thing, you want the pain to go away. You don't care how. You know, and this is what we have to actually stop too. And I know the CDC is trying real hard. You know, I mean, they have very, very good intentions. They're just beating the wrong side of the horse, in my opinion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're having a little bit of technical issues here, Wayne. You're kind of gurgly, but it's my link. It's storming here again. So we just have to make the best of it. So if you hear yourself gurgling, you are a little bit, but I'm trying to fix the signal, but there ain't a whole lot I can do with the storms. But, I mean, we just we're going to get through this. We are. People just have to start coming together and realizing they have a voice and they need to use it. And, you know, I just had somebody message me and tell me that they're not going to work with a certain organization because they don't know where the money's gone. And it's like I said, okay, that's okay. You know, that's your choice.
Yeah.
You know, but we have to, we have to pick and choose carefully who we help, because there's a lot of fake stuff going on in this world, as we all know. It's all over Facebook, it's all over the internet, it's all over our country, it's everywhere. But
yeah,
we can have a voice and we can speak up and let the government and the doctors and the nurses and people in the community and our senators, our governors, our state representatives. I mean, we can still speak up and have a voice to all of them and still make a difference. Yeah. It's just we need people to be on board and together and start using that mouth of theirs. that they would put their typing into words on the air, it would be amazing. It would be, I don't know, man. But all these people that type these nasty things all day long, if they could put them into words, brother, I'm telling you, we could move mountains. We can move mountains, man, in a hurry. Hey, if you don't want to talk, type it. Type it. Write it.
If 40 million people all of a sudden started yelling and screaming, I think we might get some attention. Too many people are going, it doesn't matter. They're not going to listen to us.
They will.
Because there's so few of us out here that are doing it. We're doing our very, very best to kick people in the butt and go, no, you got to use your voice too. You know, we're gonna add to the choir here, and so that it gets so loud they can't ignore us. I'm doing that on Facebook, you know, politically. I mean, going to Philadelphia didn't do a whole hell of a lot of good. So I've been rattling some cages on Facebook, but it's getting reactions. Sometimes it's a negative reaction, but I tell you, I get a lot more positive reactions than I get negative. You know, but and instead of having, you know, like 15, 20 people who comment, I'm getting 50, 60, 70, 80, even upwards to 300 comments sometimes.
Right.
And that's what we have to do. We have to get enough people who just have had enough, you know?
Sure.
And I mean, we're talking about pain here. So when does pain get to be where it just doesn't matter anymore? You know, it's, you know, nobody's going to do anything. Oh, bull crap. Somebody's got to do something.
Yeah. You know, I had, see if I can find it real quick. A lady, you know, I have the suicide group, and I posted my radio show in that. And this lady wrote on my post, I was a little I didn't really know how to take it. She said, if suicide is not the answer, how about assisted suicide? And I'm like, I don't really like that. Let's see. There's some really disturbed people in this country, in this world, in this community.
That's the position that a lot of people are finding themselves in.
And yeah, but you know,
I can't think of anything that is more heartbreaking than people who just go, I can't take it anymore. And they have no place to go. There's no alternative for them. And it shouldn't be that way. It really shouldn't.
No, it shouldn't. But people, this is the kind of stuff they want to do.
Yeah.
You know, instead of trying to get help, like I'm writing, use your voice. Speak out, you know. That's what these people have to do. When you put a comment, but it says, if suicide is not the answer, how about assisted suicide? See, that's the kind of stuff I deal with every day. And it's like, you know, I put the group there for a reason. I put it there for people that are really feeling down about themselves to go there, and there's other people there like them that can talk with them and help them, you know, and not say something to me. That's just stupid. Okay. Yeah. Say something like that. I don't care how bad you're hurting. Yes, I've hurt so bad that I wanted to end my life. I know what it feels like. But you can't just lay down and give up, because you're not going to – all you're going to do is hurt the people around you. You're not going to hurt no more. You're not going to hurt no more at all. But how many people are you going to hurt in the meantime? Is that right? Is that fair?
Yeah.
No, that's not fair.
No, it's not fair. But also, I mean, you're looking at people who their whole life now is pain. from the morning time that they wake up to the time that they go to sleep.
But,
you know,
but here,
it's pain, you know, and if they have no support, they have nobody there to talk to them and to help them and to guide them along, yeah, they're going to revert to that. It's a sad part of our world right now.
It is. It is. And I get it. I'm with those people. I'm with them. Yeah. I feel for them. But for God's sakes, when you got people reaching out to you, doing more than what they can do to try to help each and every person out there with chronic pain, which is over 40 million people. And I know I'm not going to, we're not going to reach everyone. And I get that. But this person is in one of my groups and sees what's posted in there all the time.
Yeah.
See, to me, a lot of times, Wayne, and maybe I'm wrong in saying this, but a lot of times when people talk about suicide, they're not really planning on suicide.
No.
They want the attention and help.
Yeah.
And I do. I feel extremely, extremely sorry for people that have to go through this shit by themselves, because it is not fun going through with a family.
Yeah.
Okay. Being by yourself is brutal.
To me, anybody who is, related to someone who is talking like that, I mean, if you're not over there helping them immediately, there's something seriously wrong with you. We should be there helping these people, and that's up to us to catch that and see us, see it and to do what needs to be done.
Yeah. That's why I was just sitting here posting or writing to him. I'm not always good with words, and sometimes when a person is feeling that way, I'm not always the greatest person to talk to. Because I tell the truth and I tell it how it is. And some people, when they're in that state of mind, they're not thinking like that. You know what I'm saying? And when you say something to them, they take it the wrong way. But, I really believe, man, if people would just speak up and just help, ask for help. These people, these organizations, you ask them and they don't want to help. Like I said, call me, get a hold of me, message me. I'll message them. I'll get you help one way or the other. I'll get them help. Find them doctors, psychiatrists, whatever they need. I've got good people that I work with, and I will fight for someone. Yeah. I will go down swinging for someone. I mean, that's just my nature. But I can't do it if people don't communicate with me, I just can't. And, back to the doctors, people, they have to use their voice, man. They have to give these doctors what they need. And I think people do that. They're going to find out. They're going to get better help. I really do. I really do believe that.
If you could talk doctor just the way that you talked there for 4 minutes, where you're putting it on the line, you're being honest and you're telling them what the hell is going on, they're going to listen to you. You're not being, you weren't being rude, you weren't being sarcastic, you're just speaking from the heart. Have we forgotten how to do that? It's almost like speaking from the heart is almost like a lost talent. We have to remember how to do that and to talk to our physicians and our pain management doctors that way. Just lay it on the line to them. And you don't have to be mean. You don't have to be cruel. You just tell them how you feel and what's going on. They're going to listen to you.
Yep. Yeah, I know it's. I'm sorry, I'm writing this lady still.
That's okay.
She wrote, "I have been living with disease for almost half my life is not curable. Yeah, we know that. Yeah. I cannot pay for the treatments. And I understand that. I am at peace with the idea of ending my pain. I just read where a 14-year-old girl chooses assisted suicide, and I have thought about it for weeks now. My heart breaks, man. It just breaks for that, because pain is not fun. It's not pleasant at all. And
no.
I don't wish it on no one. But people, you've got to listen. You've got to listen to what I'm saying. You've got to speak up. You got to speak up. You can't just sit back and no one deserves to live in pain. Okay. No one. Yeah. I don't care how cruel a person they are. They do not deserve to live in pain. And if you're living in pain and you can hear my voice, reach out for someone and get help. If you can't afford treatments or medications, listen, there's organizations out there that'll pay for it. And I know that. And reach out to them. Don't be scared to ask them. Just don't lie to them. If it's true, fine. But don't try to scam these people. Because if I find anybody scamming any of them, man, I'll not be a happy camper. Because these people help people that need it.
Yeah.
It's like this lady I'm talking to. I don't know.
Well, pain goes on to just, it's more than physical. It's psychological. It zaps us. You know, I mean, it pulls at everything from our body, you know, and it's like the psychological battle that we wage every day, every minute of every day. And people, after a while, you know, they just get tired of fighting. And I mean, how can you blame them? I don't know how I could tell somebody, you know, that. Okay, I have a very high tolerance to pain.
Right.
But not everybody has the pain tolerance that I do. You know, and I could not tell somebody, oh, come on, you know. If I can, you know, make it from, you know, day here to, you know, 3-4 days down the road and not have to even take a pain pill, does not mean that that person is the same way, you know. Mm-hmm. How that person is with pain tolerance, completely different. You know, what just irritates me is going to drive them off the cliff. So we need to remember, I mean, you have to learn to watch your friends, watch your family. You know, there's all these signs, and you have to actually pay attention, you know.
Sure.
And anybody who lives in pain, they already know this, you know, they already know it. They can pick up their own signs. I mean, when you're having a bad day, I mean, like you said, you'll get off of Facebook because you know what you're going to say, you know, or you're afraid of what you'll say. And we know that, you know, and if you know and you can pick up your signs, do not tell me that you cannot pick up the signs from another person, you know, and especially a doctor. I mean, if a doctor cannot look at you when you walk in the office and tell that you're on your last day as far as, you know, psychologically and your nerves, shame on that doctor. You need to quit and go take up flipping burgers at McDonald's. You shouldn't be in the business, you know? And I think that should be picked up by every doctor. Irregardless, they should see it. They should know it.
Yeah. How? I don't know much about ALS. How bad is ALS? Do you know? Do you know anything about it at all?
Lou Gehrig's. Bad.
I get it. It just says ALS. I'm assuming that's what it is.
Yeah, I think it's Lou Gehrig's disease. Yeah, that's.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, it's also one of the pain disorders, right? I know kind of what it does, but I'm just, because that's what the lady has. She said many, and now ALS. People get what happens to people, I believe, it yes, it is the pain, but it's the fact that you get one disorder, and then another one comes in, and another one comes in. Yeah. Your health starts deteriorating. It's very, very, very rough on your mind when these things happen. And this is why I tell people, I know it sounds stupid, but I always tell people, try to stay as strong as you can. Because if you get 1 ounce of give up, it's done. I mean, it's just done. And you have to, you have to keep yourself strong. Yes, it's very hard to do, but there's many, many options, many things you can do to help yourself. Music.
Yeah.
Different types of therapy, mental and physical. Stay away from as much negative crap as you can, which is almost impossible to do nowadays. Used to be fairly easy, but did you see that monkey climbing up the side of Trump Towers in New York?
Yes.
I was flipping through the channels and I seen that. I'm like, oh, Fox News was having a field day with that guy. I'm like,
yeah.
I want to know.
And we wonder, why our world is so messed up. Well, we got some, like you said, a monkey climbing up a huge skyscraper for entertainment. Come on,
He wanted to talk to Trump. I'm like, that's the wrong way to talk to anybody except the cops and prison guards, maybe.
Yeah.
They're just dumb, man. They really are just.
Yeah.
I
guess he's going to get his 15 minutes of fame. Just, yeah. You see that, you have no clue of what this guy is thinking, and then we have people that are sitting in their doctor's office going, I have no clue what I'm going to do now.
Mm-hmm.
We are so divided from each other. We all wear blinders. We could see one thing. When I was in Philadelphia, there were the abortionist people that were all lined up with their pictures of abortions. I'm like, really? Of all the things that's wrong in this country, that's what you pick.
Yeah. Yeah,
this is it. I would like what we do. Our target is 40 million people. It's not. Yeah, it's you can say it's one thing. It's pain, but there are so many different diseases that this is not a one issue. I mean, this is just a wide, wide variety of things that afflict so many people with so many different symptoms. I love this. I'm doing something worthwhile. Where I'm going to stand up and complain about an abortion. They're like less than 1,000. A year, and with good birth control practices, it's even falling. Yeah. So, we have more people dying because of suicide from pain. We have to actually prioritize what we're doing, and we're just too malfunctioned, I guess. We just have no idea of what we're doing anymore. So for everybody to kind of get on the same page, wow, we have an uphill battle, bud.
It's really sad, man. It really is. I think about it all the time, and I'm like, what can we do to make a change? And I just don't know, man. Hold on, I got somebody called in. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey there. You know,
hello.
I wanted to jump in. You guys are talking about suicide, and it just, I mean, it's such a sensitive thing, and it is true that so many people in the chronic pain community end up at that snapping point, you know, mm-hmm. and, you know, for me, I mean, I've actually sat and I've talked with my family and close friends and stuff because I don't understand. I can't say that I wouldn't do it. I want to say that I won't, you know.
Right.
And I try to put everything in place so that I have people to reach out to, so willing to call 911, you know, 5150 mm-hmm. myself, whatever I need to do. I mean, I'm willing to do that. And... Mm-hmm. You know, recently what I did, and it's mattered to me, is I actually talked to the people who matter most in my life, and I asked them mm-hmm. to write a short letter, you know, that I could just put on a bedside, whatever, in a drawer,
mm-hmm.
of why I matter in your life, you know? And mm-hmm. when I feel worthless or, like, a burden, I can pull those out and read those, and it's been helpful. I mean, so I think we need to look for ways to save ourselves, as well as, like you said, looking out for each other, you know, mm-hmm. being there for each other.
Sure.
I recently read an obituary that I thought was written so well by the sister, because she said, although her sister committed suicide, she died of chronic pain. And mm-hmm. I think as long yeah. as we keep saying suicides and nobody's hearing the word chronic pain, you're thinking, you know, crappy life, drug overdose, you know, mm-hmm. stress of life, you know, something. But when you put chronic right. pain to it, then people start paying attention.
Sure.
You know? So
yeah, it's
to put that out there.
No, that's fine. Thank you. I appreciate it, because
yeah.
it is a very touchy subject, and I've got people that want me to do shows on suicide, and I'm just, it's so touchy. I really don't want to wrestle the fact of having to, you know, to do the show, not to help people. I don't mind doing it to help people, but I'm not so sure.
We have to get through an hour of the show, you know, and
yeah.
with it being, wow, I mean, I was almost to a point of tears there after 5 minutes. You know, I don't know,
yeah.
doing an hour yeah. on it without help from, you know, a
yeah.
bunch of others. Wow, that'd be mm-hmm. hard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because it is. It's a very sad. It's a very sad thing. And we're very well aware of that.
Yeah.
CRPS is a suicide disease. Yeah, I'm very familiar with it.
Yeah, and I mean, I hate the association, you know. I mean, it's almost frustrating yeah. that's the association, and yet you still mm-hmm. feel like people aren't hearing you say, this disease is a suicide disease, and it's like, okay, still never heard about it, you know, yeah. or something. It's like,
yeah. If you ever have one of those days, Dan and I are both, call.
Yeah, oh,
we
yeah.
don't have a problem yeah. with it, you know. Hit us on Facebook or whatever, yeah.
I'm always around when somebody needs something. Yeah. And, you know, that's what we're talking about with, even with doctors. People have got to start using their voices
yeah.
all across the board. If you're feeling suicidal, use your voice. Talk to someone.
Absolutely.
There's
organizations. For me, I've decided there can't be shame in it for me. There can't be.
No, there's no shame.
Point. You know?
Yeah. Like, no, there. There should
no
be
shame
no shame in
this pain. No,
no, I mean, not at all.
If it takes a phone call to 911, if it takes reaching
mm-hmm.
out to friends,
sure.
if it takes reading, you know, the cards and letters I have, you know,
sure.
whatever mm-hmm. it takes. I mean, I
yeah,
you know,
because
I don't think anybody understands what that snapping point is.
You know, no, it's very dangerous. It is very very dangerous. But well, we're. You called within a couple of minutes, so we're running out of time, but I do appreciate you calling in.
Oh, yeah.
You got it. It was a long drive back from Los Angeles, but I wanted to hop on and listen to what you guys were talking about.
I hear this. So. I hear everything. Yeah, you too. Everything went well. I'm glad to see that.
Yeah. Good meeting. Always is.
Good.
Good group of people.
I'm glad. Keep it up.
Come out and see us sometime.
Yeah. You're only 3,000 miles away. I'll jump on a plane to be there tomorrow.
Yeah, well, we only meet on the second Wednesday of every month, but come on.
Oh, so, well, next month. Maybe we'll fly out next month. All right. Take care. Thanks.
All right. Bye. You too. Good night, guys.
Good night.
Ten seconds left. Well, we did it. We killed it. But yeah, for the people that are by yourself, please don't hesitate to reach out to me or Wayne or myself or a lot of different people. Anybody in my group will talk to you. So with that being said, Wayne, I guess we're going to call it a night.
Yes, we will.
And we'll be on tomorrow night on MS. Good night, everyone.
Yeah. Good night.